Sarasota is home to a longtime theater troupe that features African-American actors and the work of Black playwrights. This year, West Coast Black Theater Troupe is celebrating its 20th anniversary season. WUSF's Kathy Carter recently sat down with its founder and artistic director, Nate Jacobs.
Nate, you arrived in Sarasota from Florida A&M University to teach art at a private Christian school, the West Coast School in Sarasota, and that, I understand, was the whole origin of the West Coast Black Theater Troupe. Can you tell us a little bit more about that history?
So being there within the walls of that school, I began to teach art. And these little kids all knew each other because they all went to church, and they talked all the time. And so I was looking at them one day in a class, and I said, you know what? You need to start doing some theater with these kids to kind of help them express all this energy that they have at your tables trying to draw and paint. So I started writing these little children's stories and putting music, original music to them. And when we would put on these shows, it would be packed, standing room only, and they would be done on the stage in the sanctuary. So that school had opened my eyes up to a gift that I really didn't know I had. Now, I was a natural storyteller. I'm from a family. I have 10 siblings. And when I was young, I remember myself telling them stories. I would do that constantly. I didn't know. Later, my mentor said to me, Dr. Porter, who's my minister, said, that theater that you founded was already in you as that 12-year-old kid that would tell stories to your brother. He said, you just didn't understand it at the time.
So, Nate, a lot of people might not be aware that across the country, there aren't all that many professional Black theater troupes with the level of success that West Coast has had. So to have one in Sarasota is kind of a big deal.
Yeah, Black theater in America has major challenges, like most theaters and nonprofit organizations. But Black theater has its own struggle. Very few of them or none have their own space. West Coast Black Theater Troupe recently, in the last, I would say, 7 years, have bought their own properties. It's two buildings located downtown Sarasota in the Rosemary District. And that is a day I thought I would never see. We would always have the challenge of finding a space. My main burden as the founder was, oh my God, they're not going to know where we are. I had no marketing dollars to do marketing and say, hey, this is where we are this season. We would sit like for a good month waiting for people to find out before we got an audience in the door.
What started turning things around? Because now you have almost a 95% attendance rate, lots of donors. When did that shift happen?
I'm getting calls from all over the nation saying, you may not know this, but you're a buzz across the nation because we're trying to figure out how are you getting all this amazing support from the community? It is unheard of for a Black theater to receive that level of sponsorship, especially Sarasota, which is a predominantly white community. But 10 years down the road, I was ready to throw in the towel, but my heart smote me. I knew that wasn't what I was supposed to do, but I was sitting there in my car that day by myself saying, but how are you going to move forward? And while I was sitting there, the first thing that happened to me, Jerry Springer comes to mind. He has a home in Sarasota. I called him. He sent, about a week later, $10,000. That was my shot in the arm and pat on the back to move forward. Howard Millman, who was the former artistic director of the Oslo and now in retirement, had just come on my board. He said, you need an executive director. So Christine Jennings, one of the most powerful, most influential women in Sarasota, former banker, businesswoman, comes to work with me. We had a $150,000 debt over our 10-year journey. We had no office, no anything. And in probably 4 months, every bill was paid. And that was our change.
West Coast produces 6 shows, including a summer show throughout the season. And you guys have been known for a combination of the big Broadway musical and original shows. What is the original show that you actually wrote that will be performed this year?
This year, we're doing an original piece about a woman, Ruby McCombe. It's a true story that happened in Live Oak, Florida in 1952. It's powerful, it's riveting. A Black prestigious woman, the most prestigious Black woman, her husband, and a very powerful white man, they end up having an affair. She ended up having a baby. She ended up killing him, shooting him. It became a national story, Zora Neale Hurston was sent to Live Oak to cover the story on her behalf. And the town, of course, went havoc, and the world, the nation, was really shaken by this story, because what black woman would be that bold to shoot a powerful white man in that day? So we're telling that story, and it's a musical called Ruby.
So with this anniversary, in this new season ahead, you will be in your new theater?
Yes, 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 yes. Oh, my God, it's been a long time coming. We have a brand new facility, and I am just totally blown away. It is a – the patrons that are coming back this season is going to be literally blown away. I mean, I'm seeing it almost every day.
You mentioned earlier, because of demographics, you have a predominantly white audience. What is the theater company doing to reach out to a more diverse audience?
We have a very strong group of theatergoers, which are predominantly white, that come and support our theater as far as attendees. But there has, over the last 10 years, over 1,000 or more African-American affluent retirees that are moving to Sarasota and buying beautiful homes, and all of them come in and subscribing with the theater. So that's another way we are diversifying our theater. We now have a bona fide education program where every summer we have 32 13 to 18 year old teenagers come in and learn about musical theater. Then we have a big showcase, and parents who have never stepped foot in anybody's theater, they come. Last time we had over 800 come out to support that. And at that time we talk about, hey, we do other shows. Come out and support the theater. So, and I love that, to start exposing them to that culture. So there's still challenges ahead, but I'm really seeing Sarasota community becoming diversified through the arts. And that is just precious to me.
West Coast Black Theater Troupe's anniversary show is tonight at the Van Wezel Performing Arts Hall in Sarasota.